The oil of anointing is a symbol of his.
Good morning. Let me just check this out right here. Good morning. I want to welcome everyone to the Early Morning Daily Bread with me, Pastor and Prophet Michael Bryan of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the Word of God. If you hear this morning, it's not going to be my opinion, but it shall be the Word. The Bible said, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. But you have to remember that if the Father begins and ends everything with the Word, what do you think we should do? The Bible says that we were made in God's image and after his likeness. So that means that if he does something a certain way, we should do it like him. Why? Because he knows. The creator knows what the creation needs. Come on, somebody. Are you with me today? This is the 24th day of June. Okay, come on. June 24th. Let me just see what it looks like on my little chat here. It says, that the theme for today is dominion and covenant prosperity. Now, here what you gotta understand, that when we talk about prosperity, it's not just talking about wealth and money. Prosperity is spirit, soul, body, as well as financial. This is why the Bible says in 3 John 2, okay, it is what you, beloved, I wish above all things that you may as prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. If you're not prospering in your soul, in your mind, your glory, you have to remember that the heart, when the Bible talks about the okay, as a man thinking in his heart, that's your connection of spirit with the soul or with the mind, okay, your subconscious, glory. But he says, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. Now, here what you got to understand that you can only go as high and as far and as wide as your soul or your thinking or your mindset will allow you. This is why he says, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. He didn't say spirit, because once you receive salvation, and we learned yesterday, you're the heirs of salvation. Once you receive salvation, then you, your spirit is restored back to its original state in the garden. Yes, you were in the garden with, oh, come on now. Didn't we learn this the other day? 2 Timothy. Well, our Father, we thank you. Let's have me more of you. None of me, all of you, think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords, that none of your words would fall to the ground, and we'll be ever so careful to give you glory, honor, and praise. Now, I'm coming to you from where I'm doing my residency up here in Valencia, and I just wanted to, I told you that, just because I'm out here doing what the Lord has called me to do, I'm not going to stop this. The Bible says that seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added. But then he says that Hebrews chapter 11, 6. This is what real faith is. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. Okay, we might as well go. Oh my God, see, I want to know who we got online. Who's online, right? Amen. Let me see here. Let me just type this in. It's a little bit different from where I'm at here. Now that I don't have all my technology with me, here we go. Hebrews 11:6. This is the real God-given definition of what real faith is. Verse 6, but without faith, it's impossible to please him. Okay, faith is not for things. faith is to please God. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God. Okay, faith causes you to be drawn to the Father, not run away. Okay, God didn't give us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. Okay, this is why he had me praying for mental soul prosperity yesterday. This is why we're talking about soul prosperity. Okay, be you transformed by the renewing continual. Okay. But without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So you spend more time seeking the Father, okay? And then he'll make sure all your needs are supplied. Oh, come on now. He's a rewarder of those that diligently, consistently, on the daily, okay, seek him, not the thing. You never seek God for things, okay? So 2 Timothy chapter 1, it says, and for time's sake, we're just going to break it down. It says that who has saved us in verse 9, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 9, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, okay? It's not according to what you do, but according to his own purpose and grace. See, grace is connected to your purpose. Why? Because grace is God's supernatural spiritual empowerment, his fuel on your life to do what he called you to do. But according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to us, where? In Christ Jesus. When? Before the world began. So you were in the garden with Adam, because Adam, okay, which is not just his name, but it's his calling. Adam means mankind. So Adam's purpose was to get the seed of mankind into the earth. Oh, come on, somebody. Are you with me today? Come on, someone type, I receive it. It is so. See, what you got to understand, that you must go. You must seek him on the daily. You know, I was up this morning. I was like, oh, my God, I know I'm tired from traveling and doing all that. But when the Spirit of the Lord begins, how glory. Fred Hammond had that song. When the Spirit of the Lord comes upon my heart, I will dance like David danced. When the Spirit of the Lord comes upon my heart, I will dance like David dance. I will dance. I will dance. I will dance like David dance. I will dance. I will dance. I will dance like David dance. So when you are, if you do like David did, David said, I hid your word deep in my heart that I might not sin against you. Why? Because you were in Christ. We are spirit first. We possess a soul. And this is just our outward shell. Okay. This is not the real us. Okay. Even though, hey, looks cute, but it's not the real you. Why? Because you were created in the image and the likeness of God. God is a spirit. Come on, somebody. Oh, come on now, someone type, I receive it, it is so. This is why you must understand. See, if your pastor, if your prophet is out here working on his purpose, doing the purpose that God told him to do, listen, when you sow into what I'm doing, what the ministry is doing, where the ministry is going, your anointing, your grace, your power, your blessing is directly connected by covenant. This is why right here, okay, it said that the theme for today is dominion, your ruling authority, in covenant prosperity. Now, there's a covenant of prosperity. Oh, my. From the promise to power. What did Paul say? If you be Christ, then you're Abraham's seed and what? Heirs according to what? According to the promise. Not according to your church building. Okay, God's not in the building. The building is not where God resides. The Bible says in Luke chapter 17 that the kingdom of God is within you. It's in you. But you can't execute what God is telling you to do until the power gets up on you. This is why this is our season, our glory. Woo, come on, somebody. Hey, the presence is here. This is the season that you were anointed with God's divine grace. The Bible says in 1 Samuel 16 that Samuel anointed David, glory, in front of his family, in front of the whole community, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. Can I just prophesy to you? If you'll receive this word today, oh my God, the Spirit of the Lord will come upon you from today forward. Oh my God. So today, on the 175th day of the year, God is perfecting you through a season of grace and prosperity for kingdom dominion. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added. Okay, and stop lying, okay? I want the body to stop lying on God. God cares that you have things, see? Okay. Oh my God, here we go. Luke chapter 19. We're going to prove this. See, the Bible says, with all your getting, get understanding. Okay? With all your getting, get understanding. Come on now. Someone type, I receive it. It is so. Come on now. Woo, Luke chapter 19. See, I'm just going to show you the word. Luke chapter 19. Ah, glory. Let me type this in for Instagram. Luke chapter 19. Ah, glory. And we're going to start about verse 41. And it says that when Jesus was coming, was walking near the city, he beheld Jerusalem and he cried. He wept over it, saying, if you would have known, even thou, at least in this thy day, the things that belong to your peace, the things that belong to your peace. When something's missing in your life, you don't have peace. You don't have shalom. Nothing missing, nothing broken, nothing out of place. Peace, the shalom, the wholeness of God. Oh my, the absolute fullness of God. But he says, if you would have known the things which belong to your peace, but now they are hidden from your eyes. The very thing that Israel had been praying for was right there in front of them. And because they couldn't receive how the package came, it was hidden. So they were not whole. Oh my God. Jesus told the woman with the issue of blood after she was healed, woman, thy faith, daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. Shalom. Oh, my God, my God. Hey, glory. So listen today. Walk in your divine prosperity. Walk in this kingdom, this covenant of kingdom wealth and prosperity. This day represents a shift from ownership to stewardship, where God gives you grace to multiply what you've been given and to walk in healthy, lasting increase. Oh, my God, my God. Hey, can you just repeat this after me? Oh, my God. Today, I'm being refined not just to prosper, but to sustain prosperity. Today, I'm being trained not just to receive, but to reign and rule with responsibility. Today, I'm being graced not just to walk in health, but to preserve wholeness under pressure. Glory. Woo, my God. God is perfecting my stewardship of health, time, relationship, wealth, and vision. Come on now, someone type, I receive it. It is so. Oh, my God, my God. Come on, repeat this after me. I was created in the image of God to walk in dominion. Today, I prosper as my soul prospers, and I walk in divine health. Today, the Lord gives me power to get wealth and grace to fulfill his covenant through my life. And today, I multiply, I steward, and I reign by wisdom through the Holy Spirit. Come on, somebody, give him praise. Ooh, there are things, high glory, that belong. Oh, my God. See, when you understand, okay, Deuteronomy 8:18, and we're going to stop here after this. 8:18, Deuteronomy 8:18. Someone type, I receive it. It is so. Oh, my God, my God. Come on, now, get your seed ready. Ah, glory. Woo, get your 2025 seed ready. Amen and amen. Let me put this on the screen. Still needing the help while I'm here doing what God called me to do. Amen. See the 2025 that I have to type this in to Instagram. So get your $225 ready, or your $20.25, or $2,025. And glory. Or your best seed, whichever, whatever that is. I don't want to limit you. I'm just typing this in for Instagram here. Amen. I don't have all my little gadgets here with me, so I had to physically do it on my thumb. So Deuteronomy 8:18, here's the covenant of wealth and prosperity. But you shall remember that it is the Lord thy God that giveth you power. He doesn't give you money. He gives you the power, his dunamis, his ability to get wealth. This word wealth right here, let's take a look at this word wealth in the Hebrew. The word wealth is the kalal, the kail of God, which means strength, might, efficiency. It means ability. It means force. And it also means wealth. Okay? And he says, once again, but you shall remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that gives you his ability, his dunamis, his grace, to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he promised to your fathers as it is this day. So today, I want you to get this in your spirit and get this understanding that as you so see, our glory, you're doing what the kingdom of God says. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. So when you use the PayPal and the Zelle right there for the ministry, and using our church Gmail, restored MININTL@gmail, so your anointed grace seed, your 2025 anointed divine grace seed, $20.25. And I need three people to do $225 today, or one person to do $2,025 today. Okay, do it as a Terumah. Use my Cash App, $2Profit, MD Bryant. Or if you want to use the ministry, you can do it that way also. But get your seed in the ground so you can activate the hand of God for harvest. Father, I thank you that as they sow, you said, give and it shall be given. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give back to their bosom. And Father, in Jesus' name, I declare it and I count it so. It is done. Oh, my God. Ooh, oh, my God, I speak the 100-fold, the 60-fold, and the 30-fold over your life in Jesus' name. Listen, I want to thank you for joining in. Don't miss tomorrow's broadcast. I'll be coming to you from my residency up here. And listen, just be blessed because you are.